squats were not the easiest freaking thing for me to ever do. I tried doing it by myself so much. So I tried the YouTube. I tried all the stuff. Okay, it was not working. Celeste was not getting it. And I found Stephanie. And Stephanie, I started hearing about her, just following her. And she had this amazing program. And she's actually a Facebook ads educator for beauty professionals. And I went to her program. It was so easy to digest and to finally understand what the heck I was doing in there. So I actually wanted her to be a part of our podcast today to really help us all really understand more about Facebook ads. I know, especially now with so much noise everywhere, it's kind of, we kind of get lost or confused on what to do. So we're going to be talking today about ads, also about boosting posts, and just, you know, being moms in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
And just navigating, not the balance, I call it more the harmony of having a business and a family all at once. So with that, welcome, Stephanie. I would love for you to introduce yourself and let's get this party started.
Let's do it. Hey, I'm Stephanie. So as Celeste said, I'm a Facebook ads educator for beauty professionals, hair professionals. I'm Canadian. I originally was living in Ottawa. My husband is Italian. So last year we actually moved here to Italy. And I gave birth to my son, Francesco, in May. And so he's 2.5 months old now. And by the time this comes out, he'll be even older. And I love living in Italy. It's like a dream come true. It's like the most beautiful country in the world. I'm very, very lucky to be living here. And I'm lucky also to have a business where like I can run it anywhere. I've got a group of students who go through my program, the Ad Lab. They're all international. So they're in the US, they're in Canada, they're in Europe, all around. It's really cool that I have a job that I can kind of do anywhere and meet cool people like Celeste too.
Oh, thank you. I know. I love that you lived in Canada and Ottawa. So I have two brothers who live there.
And I forgot that. I think you might have told me, but I forgot.
I love that. It's so awesome. And you're able to like now live in Italy. Now, let's talk Facebook ads. So do you want to give us a quick little introduction on Facebook ads? And then I'll start asking some of the burning questions that I even have on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I know there's like a Facebook ads manager, but what do Facebook, like, you know, now with, you know, we have TikTok, we have so many other platforms, right? Mm-hmm. And then Instagram, you know, like everything has been changing so much on there. Mm-hmm. So are Facebook ads still an effective way for beauty professionals and hairstylists to promote themselves and their services? And what have been like the big changes that you've been seeing with Facebook ads?
Yeah, for sure. Good question. So with Facebook ads, it's also Instagram ads because, you know, they're the same company. And advertising on Facebook as a platform is for sure still relevant, but I would say like Instagram is becoming more and more important and relevant. Mm-hmm. There's competition, right? Like there's TikTok, there's other platforms out there. I've never advertised on TikTok, but I know that, you know, it's a big opportunity because there's so many, you know, so many people on there, so many potential clients on there. I would say that Facebook and Instagram ads are reaching the best people for you. I mean, there's millions and millions and millions of people on there. And you probably spend time on there too on Instagram. So you've got a good feel for like what works. And I mean, your potential clients are on there, especially on Instagram. In terms of like what's working right now, I would say the best advice that I can give is spend time there on Instagram and like see what kind of ads like draw your attention. Right now, like obviously video ads are doing really well. Ads where you show up as a person, where they're more personal, they're not so like perfected like a commercial, but they're just like fun. You use some transitions, you make them not look like an ad. And those are the ones that tend to stand out. So if you do an ad that's like an Instagram reel and you turn it into an ad, that will tend to get better results than if you just do like a Canva graphic that looks like, you know, a commercial.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's so true. Like I spend a lot of time on Instagram. I think it is one of my top two platforms I spent time on. And yes, for sure. Like, I agree. Like, I think there's even so many ads I get like every day I get bombarded with, and it's always like, what is different and what is catching my attention? And it's so true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, organic, like more day to day type of content.
Exactly. It like, doesn't look like an ad.
You're like, oh, that's my friend that I'm following. And you're like, oh crap, it's an ad, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the big hot topic because everybody does this. And I want you to share like your insight, and I'll share mine because I do this a lot, and it's boosting posts. Now, although I know how to run an ad, and we'll talk a little bit about like some, you know, like good like tips to like be mindful of when you run an ad for Instagram or Facebook, boosting posts. So what is your take on this? I would love to learn from what you think about boosting posts versus
an ad. Yeah. So boosting posts is like when you're on the Facebook or Instagram app and they ask you if you want to boost a post, and you do it directly from the app on your phone. The Ads Manager is what I use, and it's a platform that gives you many more options, more power. It gives you the ability to test out different types of ads. It gives you the ability to more fine tune your targeting, to get a better look at your results, and that kind of thing. So boosting a post for sure can work. Like I've had students say like, oh, I boosted my post, Stephanie, and it did so well. You always tell us not to boost posts, but this did really well for me. And I'm like, that's amazing. But in my experience and with my students too, I know that like when you want to level up and you really want to get good results and you want to like get a return on investment and know how much you're spending versus what you're making, and do like a full-on campaign, maybe with like trying out multiple videos and captions and stuff like that, the Ads Manager just makes it so much more powerful. So you'll get better results.
Okay. And then with the Ads Manager, like this is somebody who's like barely starting to do this, do you recommend doing it? Like, I know you can do it through your phone because I have the Ads Manager on my phone. The laptop, which one would you recommend that they start
with? I recommend laptop just because it has some features that the phone version have, but I recognize that like most people in like a salon or a studio, etc., are just on their phone. So just use what you have.
Okay. So I want to share a little bit about my insight. So I have my mobile salon, right? I'm also a hairstylist. Yeah. I have two businesses. So I have my education and hairstyling, you know, like hair coloring one. And then I have my second one, which is bridal. And I had to separate them. I'm just being transparent with everybody, because it wasn't working having them together. It just, for the type of like clientele I'm looking for, and I'm servicing, it just wasn't converting well. So I had to separate those two parts, and I'm okay with that. And I've noticed when I boost my posts, it has done very well for me.
That's good.
I did want to be transparent about it. Like what Stephanie's saying, you have to be very, target is specific. So I'm not just saying boost posts. Like I'm literally going in there and putting my target demographic.
Yeah.
How old my ideal clientele. I know their age bracket. I know like top of my head, you know? Yeah.
You don't want to just leave everything automatic.
Yeah. You do not leave it automatic. I know what towns or what cities I'm going to be targeting. I know what some of their interests are. So all those things like really matter. And I think like it's so important that you know that before you go into boosting. In the beginning, I mean like way years ago, like barely like before I met, you know, Stephanie and took her course, I was boosting without doing any of that. And the results were so different. Like now I'm able to boost and get clients and get results.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And like, I don't have to spend as much money. I think right now, it's like 14 cents per click, which is not bad. I'm trying to get it down to like 5 cents per click.
And you're getting people to click on your click on the ad to go over to your website to book an appointment with you.
So I'm doing the 15 cent per click one is for a freebie that I'm doing. And then the other one.
For beauty professionals?
For beauty professionals.
Okay, awesome.
And then, yeah. And then the other one that I do sometimes, I just like boost it, is to get people to come into my actual page. Because I just noticed for me, it just works better to get them on my Instagram page. Mm-hmm. And that's how I convert them into clients, you know, the ones that are looking for my type of service.
That's awesome. Whatever works for you. And that's amazing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah. But now I'm, you know, like now that I got comfortable with that, I'm really going to go back into doing like the ads portion, which mm-hmm. I know you have been amazing at teaching me that. And I just wanted mm-hmm. to share that because although like, you know, I took your course and I haven't, like, I ran, I think, one ad one time, and I utilized all that information to boost posts. And that, yeah. So it's not
whatever
just,
works. That's awesome.
But whatever works. So it's like that. So I wanted to know, like, what changes do you see coming? Because, you know, now we're going, what, into almost like August? Can't believe we're already in August. Mm-hmm. What changes do you see coming into like the end of 2023 with holiday season? I know this is like a big time for all of us, mm-hmm. especially as beauty professionals and going into 2024. What changes do you see with like Facebook or Instagram ads coming into like the end of the year into next year?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Well, I know that at the end of the year, ads always get expensive because there's so much spending from other companies out there for Black Friday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, et cetera. So ad costs tend to go up. So that means that your ads have to be better than ever. If you're going to do them, you have to like go all out. And I also think that, you know, as I was saying before, when you do videos, when you test out ads, when you test out multiple like captions, photos, et cetera, it makes a big difference. One thing that I'm teaching to my students is like, when you have different captions and you're kind of like lost for words, you don't know what to say. I've been using ChatGPT to like write captions for me, tell it to write like a Facebook ad caption, what you want to advertise, what kind of mood you want it to have. And it spits out really good content. It's a really good place to start for your captions. And then of course, like in my course, the Ad Lab, I teach you everything that your caption needs to have. But I think that like, I think that's another tip is like use technology to help you. And looking ahead at 2024 and the end of 2023, like plan out your ads ahead of time. So think about, you know, what are the holidays? What are the seasons coming up? So we have back to school. We have fall. I know that like a lot of facialists, for example, do like pumpkin spice facials. Then we have Thanksgiving. Then we have Christmas. Like, so plan these things out. Make a special offer for each one of these. Plan like a content day where you record videos, where you write captions, et cetera, put them in your calendar, and then you can use all of this content, not just for your ads, but like send it to your email list, post on your Instagram, et cetera. So just, it'll make you feel better. And it will also make a huge difference to your marketing if you've got, you know, stuff planned out ahead of time.
Yeah. And I think it's so important. And I want to touch a little bit on that. So you were talking about planning ahead of time. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, I love like Pinterest is like my numero two place where I like to hang out.
Yeah.
And it's a lot about planning ahead. Like people are mm-hmm. really planning like 2 to 3 months in advance.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and I think it's so important, like you're saying, like back to school, right? So sometimes we think that, like, I know here, like I live in California, so the kids are going back in less than 2.5 weeks. Okay. I'm ready. I'm going to admit it. Mama ready. Okay. So I get to school and it's not about like, I've been thinking about back to school. I went to back to school shopping this past weekend. Right. My son, I happened to cut his hair. So I know we're going to be cutting his hair this week and I cut my daughter's hair, but a lot of my clients, right, are starting to think in that mindset, okay, the kids are going back to school and I cut some of their, you know, the little girl's hair. So like, okay, so, you know, we need to get in to go see Celeste. So this is the part yeah. of us as beauty professionals where sometimes it's so important to step out of the beauty pro box, mm-hmm. step into our consumer mindset. Like, even if you don't have kids, You know, like maybe you're single, you're enjoying life, you know, and just think about also like your behaviors and also really think about your clientele, right? Our ideal clients. For me, a lot of them are moms, and, you know, like doing hair treatments, especially after summer, is a big thing. So that's something that I already started mentioning in my page, because I already know that's coming for me, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's so important, like you were talking about, the importance of planning ahead. I know it can seem kind of counterintuitive or kind of weird, right? Like we're talking about Christmas and Thanksgiving and fall. Like I love Halloween, you know, like I'm already pinning stuff for Halloween. Yeah. So I just think it's so important that, you know, like you were talking about, like doing stuff in advance, and it doesn't have to be overwhelming. No. I love that you were talking about having like recording days. You can utilize old content. Like I'm literally pinning like old Halloween hair tutorials that I've done. So
you use Pinterest like for your business?
Yes, I
use. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've been utilizing Pinterest for my business for a while, but
that's amazing.
Last year, I really went all in, and I'm a Pinterest TV creator, so it's awesome. I get to work with.
And it's been making a big difference for your business.
Yeah, it has helped me so much. I just love doing Pinterest lives. I get to actually interact with people live, and it's fun.
I didn't even know that Pinterest Live was a thing. I've been off of there for so long.
Yeah. So and also because I work with Pinterest, like a producer directly. So I work directly with the Pinterest TV producer. So I might get a little bit more boosted, and I get to just have a slot just for me. And yeah, it's just, it's different. So yeah, I love
it. Wow. Good for you.
Thank you. But going back into Facebook ads. Okay. So there's a lot of us like in the beauty profession, you know, we start out just with our clientele, and then we want to go into the educator part, right? Whether you want to teach a skill or teach your clients, how can we use effectively? Okay. Cause I see a lot of ads. Okay. So, you know, and how can we do this effectively to generate leads now? Because with all of us being targeted all the time, giving away our email, and it's so important not to just rely on social, no matter where you're at, right? Your email list is really like so, so important and key in your business. What are effective ways to actually generate leads? I know this is something that you do a lot of. So I would
for emails?
Yeah, to grow your email list. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So I would say, you got to get people off of social media because it's great to have a good Instagram following, but even more important is to have like your own list of people who are interested in your business that you can contact anytime. Email converts way better than social media. So essentially what you do is you build an email list, and that starts out with like, if you don't have an email provider yet, then you can get one. You can use MailChimp. I use ConvertKit. What do you use, Celeste?
I use Flowdesk.
Flowdesk. I've heard really good things about it.
I love Flowdesk. If you don't know how to do, because I try MailChimp, and I am very like, for purposes of creating like word things, I'm not like, oh, I need a picture and this. I'm like, I don't know what the heck to say. So that's why I love Flowdesk. Like if you don't know what the heck to say, Flowdesk was my
change. Okay, awesome. Yeah, so Flowdesk, I've heard really good things about. So first of all, like choose your email provider. It doesn't need to be complicated. Doesn't need to be expensive. There's usually free versions of everything. And then you want to decide, okay, how am I going to get people's email addresses? There's two ways to do it. First of all is your existing clients. So every time from now on, your clients come in to say, hey, I want to update your records. I have, you know, a beauty business, a beauty club that I have through email. I don't spam you. I just send out emails once a month with deals only for my email list. Plus I create really great content that's just for my email list. Plus if you sign up for it, on your birthday month, you'll get like 20% off a service. Like there's a lot of things that you can do to make it exciting. And then they'll say, yeah, I'd love to be part of that. Here's my email address. So be sure to select, like grab people's email addresses. That's the first. And then the second is email addresses from people that you don't know yet. So Celeste and I both have email lists of, this is in our case, beauty professionals. But in your case, it could be like, you know, if you've got a salon or spa, email addresses of people who are interested in booking with you. who haven't become clients yet. Say you are a hairstylist and you specialize in curly hair. Maybe you want to create an email list of people in your city who have curly hair. And so how are you going to do that? Your freebie. And I know that you know this too, Celeste, is like you give something for free in exchange for an email address. And that could be a coupon code. That could be a ebook. That could be like a free training. There's so many different things that you can do. I do ebooks a lot. I have, like, just for example, I was just updating yesterday my ebook about creating an online course in the beauty industry. So this is for beauty professionals who are interested in like making online courses. I have an ebook all about how to do that. And then I advertise it and get beauty pros to download it. So yeah, those are the two ways. And I was curious, Celeste, if you have any other like tips or ideas for collecting emails.
Yeah. So, I've tried so many things. So I've tried like free live class, like, you know, like pre-recorded classes, tutorials. I've done like, you know, worksheets, audio, like I've done so many things, you guys.
Yeah.
Except for the quiz. I have not committed to the quiz yet.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a whole other beast because it's a little bit complicated. Yes,
that's like next level. Okay. We're not there yet. Maybe next year. But I've noticed that simplicity really helps and really does very well. And I really want to be very open-hearted about this part, which took a while for me to learn. So hopefully you don't have to learn the hard way like I did. You need to be open to really give value. Like, I mean, like, people should like pay you for that kind of value. Don't give it all, but it has to be that kind of valuable to actually get somebody's email address. That's why I've really, really learned. Because especially now, and you know, I mean, like, I've raised my hands. I love a freebie too, okay? But I've gotten some freebies that are so low quality.
Yeah, that you immediately unsubscribe and you're like,
Yeah, I immediately unsubscribe because I'm like, okay, this is like not even worth it. Like, if this is what you gave me for free, like, you're not going to give me value. So I don't want somebody else having access to me or to my email address, right? And I think that was such a beautiful lesson even for me. I'm like, when I give out stuff, I'm like, people should literally be paying for this because it took me months or it took me so many like trials or error to actually figure this part out, right? So it should be that kind of value where people want to give that equal exchange, or else I feel like kind of wasting your time because people are going to unsubscribe, you know, because there's like no value in it. And just with, and I would love your input on this, Stephanie. Also with your email list, don't be scared to scrub your list. And what I mean by scrubbing your list is if people are not active or, you know, they decide to unsubscribe, don't take that personal. Like, they were not meant to be part of your community. That's how I see it. I see my email list like a community. And if they unsubscribe or they're not being active, I get to like ask, hey, do you still want to be a part of our community? And if not, it's okay. Like, I need people to be there. What's your input?
On what? Sorry?
On the email list, on cleaning up your email list, like scrubbing it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Like giving people the option to unsubscribe and make it really easy. Like, yeah. So, sorry.
Yeah. Like if they've been inactive, you know, like, so you're sending out emails and that person is like not opening it or anything like that, then like, what's your input on that?
Oh, I just hear my son crying. Oh, it's a little bit distracting. Sorry. So I scrub my email list twice a year. And what that means is like, I've got an email list of like 35,000 people and like a good chunk of them will never open or read my emails. They just like sign up, grab the freebie and then peace out. So I twice a year try to send out an email that says, hey, I just noticed that you haven't been opening my emails at all. No offense taken. Like, that's absolutely fine. I just want to make sure that I'm only sending emails to people who want to get them. So, in the next week, I'm going to remove you from my list, but if you want to stay on my list, feel free to click this link and you'll stay on it. Some people click the link, but majority of people never click it and they just get automatically removed from my list. I spend less money on my email address that way, and I get better results because I get better open rates and better click rates.
I love that. So mindset shift. It's okay. Let them go. They're the number part of your world.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would love to go into a shift of being a mother in business. Like, what have been some of like the challenges that you've seen in your own like transition for having like a little baby, like a little newborn during this time? Like, what has been like the biggest like shift for you and the importance of giving like yourself grace during this time as well?
Yeah, giving yourself grace is so important. It's been tough for me, like as a transition as a mom. I think like when I was pregnant, I was idealizing that it would be like the best, happiest time ever. And it's been really, really challenging for me, being a new mom and living in a new country and just like so many new things altogether. But I reached a point where I was like, wow, I need to like get out of my own head. I need to like have my own life too. Fortunately, like my job, I can work online and work from home. So a few weeks ago, I was like, enough, I'm going to start working. And I just got back into it. And it's been tough because like, I think that my self-esteem has been like kind of hurt too. In like taking a couple months off, not feeling really connected with things. And you know, just like all the hormones of like giving birth and everything, I've had like a little bit of like depression, anxiety and stuff. So I think that you do need to give yourself so much grace. Jumping back into work after a big life transition is not easy. And just remember that you're the same person like as you were before. You just have one person more in your life. And so, I think like work can give us a big release and a big like self-esteem boost if we just keep doing it, even when we maybe don't necessarily feel like it, even when we feel like everything is just hard and difficult, keep going. And at least for myself, like it really has been like a saving grace for me.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Stephanie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, you know, and I actually just did an episode, if you heard this, it's back in July. I did an episode about giving ourselves grace. So I have three kids, you know, I have a toddler, a elementary school, and a high school kid. So they're all in different stages of.
Yeah, very different. Yeah.
Very different. And, you know, I don't have the time I used to. Like, they're with me all day. So I've had to give myself grace that like, hey, I'm showing up the best that I can during this time. It's temporary. And I think it's so important for us as mothers to remember everything is temporary, right? Like hard days, because I have bad days too, guys, like I'm being transparent. My kids are just on one and I'm just like, oh my gosh, can I even do this, you know? And there's things where I'm supposed to be doing stuff for work, you know, like on the computer. And I'm like, it's not going to happen today. And you know what? It's okay, because I need to save myself and my grace and my sanity today. So I think it's so important. The reality of being a business owner, you're going to have to do different things to make it work. Like today we're recording. I woke up at 6 a.m. today to make this happen, but that's okay. Like I know I don't have to wake up every, you know, like during the summer to get stuff done. It's just a temporary transition, and we have to be so flexible with that. And I think it's so important to do that.
Absolutely. I think so. And like my mother-in-law always says, she's been like a huge, huge help to me during this time. My mother-in-law always says, everything is in transition. Everything moves, everything changes. So like when you're going through a hard period, it's not going to be like that forever.
It's not. And it's so beautiful how you were saying, like, you know, work can help us. Like it helps me so much. Even when I'm having a hard time, you know, because I have anxiety and it's something I deal with on a daily thing. And so being able to work and being able to disconnect from myself and just give in a way that feels like nice and authentic for me, whether it's creating a video or, you know, sharing something or creating a podcast, it's just like so nice to be away from my mother or self role. That's so important. So Stephanie, I would love to know, because this has been so freaking awesome. I cannot wait to share you with my
family. I'm glad that it was fun for you.
Everybody, yes. Where can we find you and find out more about you and all those helpful resources that you have been mentioning today?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Stephanie Mitchell Marketing. I actually just yesterday did like the Instagram approved thing, like with the blue. I don't know if that makes it easier for people to find me, but I felt like it was definitely a good investment to do that. You can find me. I have a training actually about Facebook and Instagram ads. It's a free training to kind of teach you the basics. You can do, I've got three different trainings for hairstylists, estheticians, and other types of beauty pros. So if you go to salonadsmadeeasy.com/free class, you can find, you can just go on there, sign up for a training that works at the time for you and watch it. And I give a lot of really, I think, really, really good value and ideas about like what works for ads, what kind of offer you should do, what are the most important things that your ad should have, all of that kind of thing. And then I tell people about my course, the Ad Lab, of course, at the end. But even if you don't join my paid program, like the free class has so much value in it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I'll go ahead and I'll put that link in the show notes. So
yeah.
What did she say? Don't worry, it's in the show notes. So you guys can go find it.
Yeah.
Out there. But thank you so much, Stephanie, for your time. I really, really appreciate you.
Thank you, Celeste. It's been fun.
Yes, thank you.